Heraklon Publishing presents Knocked Up, written by Rebecca Eckler. Narrated by me, Rebecca Eckler. The first trimester, aka the longest 3 months of my life. Sunday, January 26, 6:45 a.m. Oh shit. Did he? 6:46 a.m. I'm awake, right? I'm conscious, right? I don't feel like myself. Something has changed. 6:47 a.m. Oh my God. The elastic waistband of these boxer shorts can't already be tighter. This cannot be happening. To me, of all people. Oh God, I just felt something moving. 6:59 a.m. Oh God, I have the fear. I can't believe that we did, right? Shit. 7 a.m. It's way too early to be so awake on a Sunday. I'm going to sneak out of bed, quietly go to the kitchen, and reheat what's left of yesterday's mid-afternoon Starbucks non-fat vanilla latte in the microwave. I need caffeine. There's no way I can fall back to sleep now. I need to make the fear phone call right away. I desperately need to talk to Lena, but the fiancé is still sleeping or pretending to still be asleep. How can he possibly be sleeping at a time like this? Man, it must be nice to be a man. Men can sleep through anything. It's freaking annoying. I can't let the fiancé know that I am freaking out. The fiancé can't, under any circumstance, overhear the fear conversation I need to have with Lena as soon as possible. I mean, immediately. If the fiancé knew what Lena and I really talk about, he would never want anything to do with me or any other woman ever again. There is already a good chance that the fiancé already wants nothing to do with me after last night, and I've probably turned him off women forever. If I were a good person, I would go out and buy the fiancé bagels or something. I am a bad, bad person. Even if the fiancé wasn't here, it's too early to call Lena anyway. When I last remember seeing her, it was 2 a.m. and she was breakdancing on the dance floor, thrusting her pelvis up toward the ceiling. She didn't look bad either, considering she was a 38-year-old drunken white girl dancing to Eminem. She too will have the fear this morning, and will be sleeping off her hangover until at least noon, which is what I'd be doing too if the fear wasn't so devastating and hadn't woken me up like a slap in the face so freaking early. I think I'm hyperventilating. Did he? Did I? In me? Shit, shit, shit.